Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say, I hope it is real food for you, not just a snack, but it's the real food of God's Word that's living. God's Word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, and He can change our lives as we draw closer to His Word and closer to what He teaches us. So let's take a look at the readings for today. It's a feast of St. Peter Damian. He became a cardinal archbishop of a place called Ostia. He tirelessly sought to reform clerical life. His diverse writings extolled the primacy of the spiritual order over the secular. You think of that? Where you are with God is more important than what you're doing in this world. Open your hearts to the Lord, because He wants to work with you and in you and through you for other people, always. Brothers and sisters, Pope Benedict the 16th said this about him. He spent himself with lucid consistency and great severity for the reform of the church of his time. So let's take a look at the readings for today. The first is from the letter of St. James that we don't often read from. James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. Beloved, who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show his works by a good life in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. Wisdom of this kind does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic sometimes. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those who cultivate peace. You know, brothers and sisters, so much of our conversation so often runs like, I'm right, he's wrong, he's right, and I think I agree with them, but most of the time it's he's wrong and I'm right. So we think that we know, and many, many times we don't really know. And if you're in a difficult situation with a friend or someone you work with, go to the Lord first and say, Lord, just please help me. Give me wisdom. And in the meantime, go slow. Don't get so angry all the time, because that does not come from God. That comes from the evil one. And you do not want to be a partner of his. I hear people taking the name of God in vain. I hear people shouting at one another. Brothers and sisters, no matter how angry we are, ask God first, what do you want me to say? What do you want me today? Even just for a moment, Lord, help me. Help me to know what to say here. Help me to know what to do. Brothers and sisters, we would get rid of a lot of hardship and putting down another's reputation. There'd be so much that would be good if we would just take a moment or two when we're angry or hurt to say, we often say things that we wouldn't ordinarily do. Just hold your breath for a moment and say, Lord, help me, and He will help you. And we look now at Psalm 19. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. I know they do. I know it myself. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure. The fear of the Lord means the reverence that we give to the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know, we would avoid a lot of difficult arguments and just spouting off at the mouth, as we sometimes say, if we took one moment and just read through Psalm 19 right here. Just ask the Lord, give me the words to say. Maybe I'm rightfully angry, but if I just shout and yell and scream, what good is that going to be? Brothers and sisters, God can give us much more control over our anger, over our fear, over our language than we give him credit for. And so whenever you're in a tight spot, just stop for a moment and say, Lord, I'm your disciple. I'm your son. I'm your daughter, whatever it may be. And ask him, what would you have me do here? God is good. I don't mean he's going to say words that will come down from heaven. But if you pause just for a moment, you'll get hold of yourself. And you may well hear, get a thought that you didn't have before. And you say, oh. And sometimes it's just quiet. But it's enough to bring down the steam. And then you think what is really right to say here. You might be justifiably angry. How do you say that? How do we respect the other person while we're correcting them? You don't have to scream. Please, brothers and sisters, let us open our hearts to God in those moments. Just say, Lord, help me when I speak. That's all you have to say, and God will help you. And then we look to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 14 to 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He said to them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I ask your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." And he said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. And then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to this boy?" He replied, "Since childhood, it has often thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." And then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. And when he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, why could we not drive the spirit out? And he said to them, this kind can only come out through prayer. Brothers and sisters, we at times have been in difficult situations where people are screaming or shouting or crying. And I know right there to say, I'm going to pray over you is not the answer. But just to say, Lord, Lord, please, please help us. Help us when somebody gets that angry because they're not in right mind when they do that. They just are not. Just pray. Just say, Jesus, help them. And then when it's very quiet, that man or that woman, you just put your hand on their shoulder and pray for them. Some people just get out of control with their anger. And I know what that's like. I've seen it too. And they'd as much as hit you as well as shout at you. It's a very difficult time. And sometimes it's an evil spirit. And sometimes it's just a person who's had a very bad temper for a very long time. But in either case, just say, Lord Jesus, if there's an evil spirit here, remove this spirit, please, in your name, Jesus. And if this person needs to be understood better, Lord, please, please come and help us. And pray for them just for a moment, and then just be still. And God will take it from there. So often we get into shouting matches that don't help anybody. They don't cure anything. They don't save anything. But if you stop just for a moment when someone seems to be out of control in their anger and just ask the Lord, please help us. Please, Lord, in your name, Jesus, I ask that you would come and touch this person. Even if you're angry with them, still pray so that you can both be of sound mind when you discuss the situation. God will be there. Rely on him. Lean on him. Talk to him. Ask him to help you, whatever is difficult. I always do it before I go to see that person. I just pray, Lord, give me wisdom or give me mercy. Give me more mercy. Give me hope. Whatever it may be, just ask God to bless you. And then go in the name of Jesus and see if in that way you can sort out difficulties. You can ask for somebody to come with you, but that doesn't usually work when somebody's very angry. Do what you think is best, and may God abundantly bless you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.